This is WHYY 90.9 FM, your NPR member station. Hello and namaste, I'm Priyanka Tiwari. You know, as an immigrant from India, I'm always attracted to art forms that remind me of the country I grew up in. Asiliqui Dance Designs, that's a Philadelphia-based contemporary dance company, and they create original works rooted in the Indian classical dance style of Bharatanatyam, but it's not your typical grandmother's Bharatanatyam, at least that's according to the artistic director of the group. After their invigorating Diwali event at Cherry Street Pier in 2021, Asiliqui Dance Designs is out with another fantastic presentation called Philadolphia. It's a celebration of South Asian music and dance and is taking place at the Fringe Arts Theater in Philadelphia on November 12th. And to tell us more about the event, joining me right now is Shaili Dadiala, an immigrant from India herself. She is the founder and artistic director of Asiliqui Dance Design. Shaili, so nice to talk to you.
Hey, Priyanka. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about Philadolphia. What can people expect? What is the show all about?
I bet anyone from South Asia or the South Asian diaspora, you have heard a dhol.
Mm-hmm.
A double-faced, barrel-shaped drum.
It's a percussion
and
instrument.
That's what, it's an invocation to join fanfare, to come be part of a community. I think Philadelphia was established so the dhol could neatly fit in between this beautiful city's name.
Fit perfectly. Features a dance performance called Chaat. Now, of course, explain Chaat.
So Chaat is something I originally choreographed in 2008-2009. The idea was Chaat, the street food, it has so many complexities. We have this powerful medium, this dance style that is so many centuries old and that we are keeping alive. I wanted to choreograph something that reflected the elements, individual elements that make up a Chaat dish, the flavors, the textures, how they are distinct, but how they all come together harmoniously in the end to make a perfect dish.
Now, Philadelphia also features a musical performance by Rini. She's a New Jersey-based musician who melds her Carnatic music background with Western influence. So how did that collaboration with Rini come about?
I had the pleasure of being part of a small intimate concert where Rini was playing. Rini grew up in a very different part of India than me. She grew up in Chennai, so the language she speaks is very different, and yet it occurred to me that she is doing with Carnatic classical music, which is again a very distinct regimented music style. She's doing with it what I have been doing with Bharatanatyam all these years. She wants her culture and her music traditions to be seen for what they are. At the same time, she wants to go the extra mile in not alienating diverse audiences. And pushing the music also that, look, this music can do different things. It can't, doesn't have to be set in stone. Yeah, and I convinced her that the Philadelphia audience is very interested and they're very invested in different kind of art forms. They want to learn more. They want to experiment. They want to investigate. And you have to be seen here with your fellow musicians. And I'm so glad she said yes.
Oh, that is so fantastic. Shaili, you know, sometimes when people say, oh, South Asian dance and music, right? They're like, eh, that's too niche. What would you say to somebody who's kind of on the fence about checking you guys out and this performance of Philadelphia?
I would say you'd surprise yourself. Give us a chance. Although this is Carnatic music and Bharatanatyam both, in fact, are very old traditions, centuries old. They have continued, but they also have adapted and changed and transformed with time, just like we have. So people might be slightly surprised about how receptive they are, or they might see themselves reflected in the dancers. Antima, Annie, Anusha, Ankita, Meghna, Meena, the things we talk about. So for instance, the one that comes to our mind is in one piece, we are making an allusion at how Martin Luther King Jr. was inspired by Mahatma Gandhi's Salt March. And that basic humanity, that human-to-human connection, is something that we all have a responsibility to look out for each other and not be tethered simply by geographic decisions. You do not have to have any reference, any knowledge to come and savor this.
just give it a chance. Come with an open mind. All right. Philadelphia, a celebration of South Asian music and dance, is taking place at the Fringe Arts Theater in Philadelphia on November 12th. Where can people go to get more information and to buy tickets?
The best place to start with is go to a Philoquy's website. It's USILOQUY dance.org, and the tickets are at Eventbrite.
Shaili Dadiala, the founder and artistic director of Asiloqui Dance Designs. Thank you so much for taking the time and talking to me, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Priyanka. It's lovely to speak with you.
I'm Priyanka Tiwari, and this is WHYY.